We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 1071, Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adam Edwards. It's Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. Today is our second Thanksgiving-themed broadcast full of new stories and new voices. Tune in all week for more fun stories and jokes, just like the ones you're about to hear. With folks around town already putting up Christmas decor, what better way to spend this week than with some festive activities for the whole family? Tomorrow at 2 p.m., the William M. Starkle Planetarium will be hosting Season of Light. This show will explore the histories of the world's December holiday customs. Season of Light is a family-friendly event and will be recurring throughout the holiday season until December 20th. After your Black Friday shopping from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the 28th, make a stop by Riggs Christmas Market at Riggs Beer Company in Urbana. Enjoy the holiday season with a traditional German Christmas experience, while also being able to get some much-needed Christmas shopping done. This market will be recurring until December 21st. For more information and dates, visit riggsbeer.com. This Saturday in downtown Champaign, Winterfest will have activities from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. More than 20 local businesses will be featured at this event. The day will be filled with activities leading up to the Parade of Lights starting at 5 p.m. This year, the Parade of Lights is celebrating its 25th year of bringing holiday magic down Neal Street. To finish off the long week of holiday festivities, Prairie Farm in Champaign will be hosting Twinkling Lights and Cocoa from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. this Sunday. As you walk through the Twinkling Lights, this event will have free cocoa, photo opportunities, and much more. While you're getting bundled up for these events, here's some advice from WPGU News correspondent Faith Routley, helping you keep warm with what's in style.
With Halloween passing by and Thanksgiving coming up, autumn fashion is now in full swing. This is Faith Routley, and I'm here to give you some fall fashion favorites. Vintage leather jackets and flannels are swarming the streets of Champaign-Urbana, prepping for the colder weather. However, are they really vintage? I mean, come on. We all know you probably got that at Urban Outfitters. Stop saying it's vintage. Personally, I love thrifting old flannels, or even stealing them from my grandpa. Sorry, grandpa. Swapping out sandals, Uggs and knee-high boots are in. I know there are a lot of Ugg haters out there, but you have to admit it. They are insanely comfortable. Knee-high boots are bringing in the countryside aesthetic, but be careful. There's a faint line between looking cute and looking like a founding father. For those alternative baddies out there, Mary Janes are now in, and not the Mary Jane you think I'm talking about. Mary Janes are personally my go-to type of fall shoe, even though they give off pilgrim vibes sometimes. Moving to patterns, animal prints are replacing plaid this season. Cheetah and leopard print are taking over women's closets, giving a classic mob wife aesthetic. Surprisingly, cow print is also in this season, often sported with some flashy cowboy boots. Following the countryside aesthetic, barn jackets are flying off the shelves. Barn jackets for those wanting to look like they're a farmer, but have never actually set foot on a farm. With all of this being said, I'm in no way a fashion expert. Take my advice, or don't, and find your fall style this season.
Next, in case you and your special someone can't bear the cold, keep warm indoors and follow WPGU News correspondent Katie Willite's advice about a favorite at-home activity. This holiday season, you might find yourself spending some downtime with your loved ones. And our suggestion, play a game with your partner. From chess to Catan, board games have been our species' favorite pastime for thousands of years. However, there are a few games you might want to steer clear of if you want to keep your relationship intact until the new year. Spin the bottle! I hope this one is self-explanatory. This game of chance will have you face-to-face with someone who is not your partner and face-to-face with a messy breakup. Twister! If you're playing with your loved one, Twister can lead to a whole night of fun. But if you're playing with a group, the story could be a bit different. Known for its inherent physical nature, Twister's forced proximity will land you with your face near someone's rear and your hand somewhere you'd rather it wasn't. Next thing you know, infidelity accusations are flying and your beloved is nowhere to be found. Finally, Mario Kart. Perhaps the most competitive game of the modern era, Mario Kart is simply too much of a risk to share with your partner. In no other context could a banana peel get you into so much trouble. If you throw a turtle shell into your loved one's bike and pass them on the track, you can kiss that relationship goodbye. With all that being said, What better way to end our broadcast of Fall Shenanigans with a review of some soothing Thanksgiving music brought to you by WPGU News correspondent Mac Jones?
Thanksgiving, the holiday noted in arguments about the timing of the transition to the holiday season, lacks its own distinct seasonal sound. Among the Schlamazels who have worked indefatigably to create such a quality for the musically bereft celebration are Vince Guaraldi for his Thanksgiving theme and perhaps Perry Como for There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays. Alas, Thanksgiving theme appears on a Christmas-themed album, and despite the mention of pumpkin pie, Perry Como's hit song is, too, about Christmas. The melodic non-observance of Thanksgiving means, then, that its sonic paradigm is defined by only one song. An incomparable tune, Turkey Song captures the majesty of giving thanks. Its lyrics ineffable, the ephemeral piece consists of just one vocalist managing the sublime. Many have tried to put the song into words, but no one has succeeded. Known for indecipherable lyricism, Turkey Song is so cryptic that some have considered it to be simply divine. In truth, words may be only so futile in describing the song's brilliance. One must be left with a listening of their own to forge the experience. So, here it is. Turkey Song.